Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of June 27th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. 21 Democratic presidential candidates. Yes, 21. Participated in the state Democratic Party convention on June 22nd. So over the next few Trail Bites, we're going to bring you audio from all the candidates.
Hooray!
Yes, that's our commitment to you.
Aww.
So for this first bite, we have former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro, spiritualist Marianne Williamson, California Senator Kamala Harris, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. Julian Castro, who on Wednesday night garnered some attention in his first Democratic debate, told South Carolinians about his plan to recommit the country to the Paris Climate Accords, outlined his plan for police reform, and had some words in Spanish for President Donald Trump.
No matter who you are, no matter what you look like, no matter the color of your skin, you ought to be treated the same under our justice system, and we can help bring that about. I'm the only candidate that has put forward a plan on police reform. We won't have any second-class citizens when I'm president of the United States. A few weeks ago, somebody asked me, what's the first thing that you would do if you're elected president? And I told him the first thing that I would do when I'm in office is that I would sign an executive order recommitting the United States to the Paris Climate Accord so that we lead again on sustainability and then follow that up with investment to get to net zero and create more jobs in the new energy economy. But I also told him that, you know, my favorite moment of that day would actually come a little bit earlier. The moment when it's traditional on the White House lawn for the incoming president to usher out the outgoing president. I could just imagine being there with my wife, Erica, and our daughter, Karina, and my son, Christian, getting ready to usher off Donald Trump and Melania Trump. They'll be getting ready to go to New York or to Mar-a-Lago or somewhere. The helicopter will be out in the distance. And just before he walks away, just as he's about to go, I'm going to tell him, adios.
Self-help guru Marianne Williamson is a long shot in the Democratic field, one of many. But she did manage to qualify for the debate stage by polling at least 1% in three national polls and receiving more than 65,000 unique donations, qualifications that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand almost missed. Williamson spoke her radical truth on environmental issues, government corruption, and reparations at the convention.
I don't want to just talk about Medicare for All, although we need it. We need to talk about the chemical policies and the environmental policies and the food policies and the agricultural policies that are making us so sick. And I don't just want to talk about race-based policies, because if you're just talking about race-based policies, you're leaving open the question of whose fault that is. We need reparations, and we need reparations because reparations do more than pay money. They are spiritual power. They are inherent mea culpa. They are an acknowledgement of a wrong that has been done, a debt that is owed, and a willingness to pay it. And in addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to do more than just endlessly prepare for war. And we need to do more than just say things like, we need to bring the boys home. We need to challenge the underlying forces that make all this darkness inevitable. We need to challenge the military-industrial complex. We need to talk about war as too big business. We need a Department of Peace. We need to treat all desperate people as a national security risk. The Democrats need to get real, ladies and gentlemen, or they will not win 2020. That's what I've been doing for 35 years, radical truth and inspirer of hearts.
California Senator Kamala Harris has held dozens of events in South Carolina and has been making inroads in the state for months. She was the first speaker of the day and rolled into the convention hall with the Lower Richland High School marching band as her escort. She reemphasized her experience as a prosecutor to take on Trump and said safety is a civil right.
And I'm going to tell you, not only am I a child of parents who were active in civil rights fighters and marchers, I also had a career as a prosecutor. So let me tell you a little bit about that. I know how to take on predators. I took on the big banks and won over $20 billion. I took on for-profit colleges and put them out of business. I took on oil companies who were polluting our environments. I took on transnational criminal organizations who were preying on women and children. I know how to get that job done. And I did it for the people. For the people. So let me tell you, we need somebody on our stage when it comes time for that general election who knows how to recognize a rap sheet when they see it and prosecute the case. And so I believe, as it relates to who we have as President of the United States, we need not only a leader of our country, but we need a leader of our party. We need somebody who, as President of the United States, understands the need to rebuild the party, who understands the need to give the resources and the support to the people who are on the ground every day doing the hard work. We can't just helicopter in here. We have to support the people who are on the ground, who know the community and do the work every day, and that's the kind of president I intend to be.
Andrew Yang is a New York lawyer slash entrepreneur who has worked with startup companies and made a name for himself in the race by pushing for a universal basic income of $1,000 a month as a hedge against the future automation of many jobs. Before campaigning full-time, he ran the nonprofit Venture for America, which seeks to revitalize American cities and towns through entrepreneurship.
If you've heard anything about me and my campaign, you've heard this. There's an Asian man running for president who wants to give everyone $1,000 a month. Have you heard that, South Carolina? And the first time you hear that, it sounds like a gimmick. It sounds literally too good to be true. But then you dig into our country's history and you find that this is an American idea that's as old as the country itself. Thomas Paine was for it at the founding of the country. He called it the citizen's dividend. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthday we celebrate every year, was fighting for it in 1967. He called it the guaranteed minimum income. And it is what he was fighting for on the day he was assassinated in 1968. It was so mainstream that 1,000 economists signed a study saying this would be tremendous for the country, and it passed the U.S. House of Representatives twice in 1971 under Richard Nixon. And then 11 years later, one state actually passed a dividend where now everyone in that state gets between $1,000 and $2,000 a year, no questions asked. And what state is that? And how do they fund it? And what is the oil of the 21st century? Technology, that's right. Amazon is soaking up $20 billion in business every year, and it's now driving 30% of your malls and Main Street stores to close. How much did Amazon pay in taxes last year? That's right, that is the math. They soak up $20 billion out of your communities, and you get back zero. What is the number one job in your communities? Working in retail at one of these stores that is now closing. The average retail worker is a 39-year-old woman making between $9 and $10 an hour, and we know she does not have much in the way of savings when her store closes.
Looking ahead, there are no candidates planned to be in the state this weekend. You can follow me on Twitter at GavinJackson for candidate updates and other news updates. You can watch the full convention, all the candidates at Jim Clyburn's world-famous fish fry, and speeches from other candidates who have visited the state on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini-pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter at SCLeadPod and follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead with production and reporting assistance from our intern, Bristow Richards. I'm Gavin Jackson.